Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm Michelle Bachmann, birthday. We mentioned this a few days ago. It was on this date in 1996. We lost Tupac.
There you go.
He was pretty short.
Or yeah. Did we?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he is.
Because they're releasing answering machines now, basically.
Yeah. It's all a conspiracy, man. Right.
With a beat on it.
I'll be there about 20 minutes.
Yeah, with a
How did he come up the other day? I thought that was
Henton.
That was when he was shot.
He was shot.
He was shot, okay.
Yeah. He died days later. Yeah. Well, 3 days, 4 days.
I didn't realize
six.
That.
Yeah.
Then he rose again.
Yep.
He is risen indeed.
Yes.
Send your condolences to the Arco Station at the corner of Flamingo and Harmon in Las Vegas.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I haven't been in a while, but 5 years ago it was there.
That's surprising because they'll tear down those giant resorts and the Arco Station just stands strong and like, still here.
There's probably a new Arco Station, but they might have ripped it down.
No, Arco's got a lot of money, and they can say no.
No, they rip it down and make a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a new McDonald's sometimes.
I don't remember this story. Of course, it was in 1963. On this date in 1963, Graham Nash fell off the Hollies van going 40 miles an hour in Scotland. He was trying to check if the door was locked after a show before he fell.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
He was probably... Did you hear that? Graham fell out of the van.
Well, we know the answer.
That's funny.
Good thing
that's
he,
funny.
Good thing he checked. Somebody could have gotten
hurt. Oh, my God. And the Hollies just fell about the place.
They did.
You know they did. Once they found out he was fine, he fell out of the van.
Tuck and roll, Graham.
That's hilarious.
I don't
remember that story at all. Long time ago, obviously, but it sounded like something pretty famous.
I'm aware of a guy who was
If we ever talk to Graham Nash, if he ever wants to do a phoner, I'd talk to him anyway, but I'll ask him that.
40 miles an hour is pretty fast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm aware of a guy taking a turn and falling out of a van as well.
Man.
Of course, he was driving.
Yeah. My dad fell out of his mail truck years ago. So right out. And he was driving.
Were you in this van kissing a dude on X, Craig?
No.
I
different
heard the
van?
Story later.
Different guy?
Not at all.
Any damage to
No
head?
Guys whatsoever.
Or what? The mail truck?
Mail truck hit a hedge in my hometown. He took a turn and he got... You used to stand up in those trucks.
Yeah.
Those step vans and mail trucks. You stand up and drive. So you can put the seat up in the back and just stand and drive. A lot of them did that way back in the day. And he took a turn and got a little out of thing. He's told the story on the radio before, and he went just run. The only place he could go was just run out. So he just jumped out of the van, out of the mail truck, and the mail truck's going down the road, and he's chasing it. And he's chasing it. I don't know. That's the story. He's chasing it. He's in his He's in his 20s at the time, so he's probably gaining on it. And he gets in it. Hits a hedge, but he gets in it in time. Yeah. I just think that's before cell phone video. I'm sure this had to be late 50s. So that would have been best to see that.
Look around, make sure nobody saw you, get back in real quick, go on about the day.
Brush off your
uniform. Well, that was awkward.
Hopefully Yakety Sax wasn't playing.
I hope it was.
So do I.
Here's an interesting email. I won't give the guy's name. Located northwest of Wichita, the older I get, less I care about friends, or maybe I'm just lazy. I'm a contractor, work alone at home. Surrounded by girls all day. I told my wife I get my guy time on the drive to work early mornings from you guys, as well as the podcast of what I might have missed at my shop. She played the PC not enough woman perspective card, and I said, damn straight. Just agreeing with her. Do you guys feel the PC pressure of having to bring a woman on board in the future? I'm extremely liberal, but please don't. Besides Doc Mina, Colleen, and the comics, keep it strictly dickly, please.
Craig had a hiatus strictly from this program. You're new to the program. Craig had a hiatus from this program for about, I don't know, too long. And we all got together years ago, and then they made Craig go away for a little bit, and he came back. But during that period, we had a couple different women that did do news for us. And they're good ladies.
Yeah.
No problem personally. We always wanted Craig back. And it wasn't because a woman, just a, you know, yeah, it was. We wanted a guy. I mean, because I just think the other parts are just too cliche. They always are. Two guys and a chick. Chick yells at the guy. One guy and one chick. That's soccer mom radio all over the country. The guy's a puss. She knows what she's talking about. Shoot him down. Now, we let women call the show and have fun with us. Some of the comedians are chicks. They're very funny, and they can stand their ground. Yeah. Colleen's great.
We enjoy the womanly perspective.
But not every day.
And Craig is a little more...
he's a woman.
Recipient of our sexual advances.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. And if that happened with a full-time woman...
We don't feel PC pressure for anything.
No, we don't.
And our bosses get that.
We had one boss that was kind of insistent upon it, but
yeah.
He ended up dropping it later.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
So, no, we love you chicks.
Yeah.
We just don't want one of you full-time on the show.
You're just too much. It's too much distraction.
Yeah, you're too high maintenance.
And you're too hot. If you're in the studio, we're all just looking at you all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, probably smell all some, good.
And you're going to smell good. We're all, and we don't. And we'd all be after you.
Yeah,
too. From day one, we'd all be after him.
Like all the gas we couldn't release.
Oh, we would.
Or she would have to deal with.
She'd have to deal with.
Yeah.
And we'd have to have one of those foot-sniffing dogs.
Plus, you don't want to get sued, because off the air, we harass each other a lot.
That too.
Yeah.
Sexually and otherwise.
Yeah. Forgot about that
part. Plus, Puss is our chick. That's why we call him Puss.
Right. He does have both.
We have a big H.
Both sets of genitalia. Yeah.
So we do actually have a woman.
So the vagina, the uterus, represented over there.
He's on the phone. He ain't hearing anything.
No, he's not. Which is always bad.
I was on the phone.
Plus, then we'd have to listen to her. It's my time not to listen,
thank
right,
you,
to
thank
a woman.
You. I go home at 10. I'm home 10:30. There's a woman there. I mean, and she's going to bitch at me within the first hour.
And she's not going to like the fact that, hey, why don't you put down that news and finish my sweater?
Iron my shirt.
Make me a sandwich.
But we all love women too
Absolutely.
Much. We love women too much. And, you know, we're like Mike Pence. We're not allowed to have a woman on the show because we would just they would just go crazy for us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the real truth.
That is the truth.
Yeah,
they'd be here, and
that's right.
They just want to do us every morning
in the same room with another woman without our wives here, right. And we don't want our wives here.
Right. No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't want them listening.
Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Yeah,
it was on this date in 1970.
God.
At the age of 27.
One of the 27 Club?
Oh, this is one of the famous ones.
Yes.
This was...
Hendrix?
Due to inhalation of vomit due to barbiturate intoxication.
Yeah.
According to the death certificate, we lost Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jimi Hendrix.
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
In London.
Yeah, he did die.
27 years old, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Overdosing on the sleeping pills.
He was 27, so it was...
Joplin.
And,
Kurt Cobain.
Morrison.
Was Pac. Morrison. The first favorite Morrison, right. Yeah.
Tupac?
I don't know about Tupac.
Was Mama Cass 27? She was older than that, I think, wasn't she?
I don't recall her being older. In the 27.
No, the 327s were the original 327s. And, of course, later on, Cobain.
And Amy Winehouse was also 27.
Yep.
Imagine
but Cobain joined it on purpose.
Yeah, true. Screw him.
He did. He did.
Screw him.
Exactly.
No, Tupac was only 25.
Oh,
25.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez Louise. Imagine, like, would Hendrix have continued to play? Like, if say he lived into his 50s,
why not?
Would we be able to go to an arena and watch Hendrix
hopefully.
Just kill it?
Absolutely. Why not? I mean,
that'd
people
been
say
so cool.
You never know how people's career would have went, but the bottom line is McCartney's still out there. I mean,
okay, I've had this conversation before. Hendrix is already moving into jazz.
Was he?
Yes.
Well, yeah, on a little bit of blues.
But you know what pays the bills later on? Rock and roll.
Yeah, you know? but we're familiar with any number of people that you just don't hear about anymore because they've gone on and they are being artistic and playing the music
I'll tell you who I definitely don't think would be out there playing rock and roll would have been Morrison. I think he would have just been a writer from the rest of his life. He'd have been just a recluse writer the rest of his life.
Yeah, he would have written poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have gotten away from
it. But you never know.
Music scene. Yeah. Hmm.
It's Jason Sudeikis. It's his birthday today.
Kansas City's own. Love Jason Sudeikis. He's great.
Yeah, he's 42 today.
Happy birthday.
Who's taller?
Uh-oh.
Jason Sudeikis or Jimi Hendrix?
Man.
Or assuming that Hendrix was alive.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's still taller on there. He's laying down now.
Who's taller?
This game is tough, except for Tyler.
I'm saying Hendrix.
I don't know, man. This who's taller thing. I want to run. Now I'm pissed. I got to win.
I bet they're both right around 6 feet, I bet Hendrix was taller.
I'm going to say Sudeikis is taller.
I'll go with Sudeikis, too.
Jimi Hendrix was 5'11".
Oh, okay. Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis, 6'1".
Yeah. Ah. Kicking ass, taking names. I don't think I've lost this game in 2 weeks. Still. Just beating the crap out of puss on this game, too. I noticed that.
You got a three-way who's taller.
I won one earlier today.
You did one earlier, but I beat Todd in that one.
I won the Bobby the Brain Heenan, Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah.
That special big edition.
That was special edition because they both died this weekend. I still can't.
You have a who's tallest for sports?
I have a three-way who's taller.
All right. Man, I can't go. I can't win again today. That's impossible.
Oh, you could.
I know, but if I lose, I'll be pissed all day.
All right, 9.5-toed Luke.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Luke?
Yep, you here?
We're here, bud.
Go ahead.
Hello? Okay, gotcha. I like to have a booth review on the Who's Taller.
Why?
Hendrix is 5'11", but he's at least 6'2" with the afro.
Hold it. That afro's gone.
No. We're going from the prime, right?
Yeah,
are
so
you going from the casket or the prime?
Casket.
Oh.
Hair don't count.
I think we got to go with Dean Blandino back at the New York station on this one. I'm not buying this right now. No.
All right.
6'2" with the fro, brother. 6'2".
Easily. Great fro. All right. Great fro.
That's the first time anyone's thrown in a challenge flag.
Right.
Yeah. No kidding.
People's alive with a fro. I might take that into consideration.
Still can't.
Still, it's not the fro. It's the head.
One is one is just so tall.
Yeah. Right.
However, whatever your doctor says,
mm-hmm.
Well, you step up on that scale height thing.
We could play Who's Got More Toes with Luke.
Dang. We all win.
Just every once in a while, bring up a guy.
Oh, no. There's
who's got more toes, this guy or Luke?
There's going to be a guy who's lost a couple of toes.
I need you to call back and call me a dick here, but I don't care.
Mowed my lawn this weekend.
You okay?
All 10 toes still intact.
Good to know. Amazing.
Push wins.
Not everybody can do that.
Who's got more toes?
I've heard.
No.
I've heard that it's tricky sometimes.
I know who
my lawn guy's got all his toes.
Yeah, that's who wins. It's the guy who gets to watch the guy mow his lawn. That's a winner. In my book.
Yeah.
It's 45 minutes. Doesn't take that long.
A California manufacturer of realistic, anatomically correct sex dolls is coming out with a new animatronic talking doll that has a programmable personality and memory.
Well, we might give her a job here. She can sit right in that chair right next to Todd.
This is the, according to the San Diego Union Tribune.
Is Todd and Petey every morning?
A sex doll, one of those realistic ones?
We'd all
yes,
be rocking
it is
her.
One of the real dolls.
Let's just throw on the chair back there.
Yeah.
Bent over.
This one is called Harmony.
Or however you want.
Or, that's right. Yeah.
But the sex robot.
Or she can join the show.
Is a step above the,
The doll.
Yeah, the real doll. Is it not?
How so?
I'm just assuming it
won. No, it's not.
It's not?
Well.
Is there a bitch chip in it you can take out? Because you're going to yell at us.
Well, you don't have to install it in the first place.
Good point. Well, these guys.
Like you have with all the other women you've known.
I did install that a few times, I'm sure.
Because the sex doll, the real doll, just looks and feels real.
From what I understand. This is from me. This crowd.
Says feels real.
Abyss Creations. Abyss Creations. Real, Harmony real. Is an anatomically correct sex doll with a patented animatronic talking head.
Get off.
Programmable personality and memory. Matt McMullen, the CEO and creative director for Realbotics, a subsidiary of Abyss Creations, the doll-making factory, sees Harmony more as a comforting conversation companion,
the hell?
Kind of like Siri.
No.
Matt says the worst thing she can possibly do to you is insult you.
Can you hump it?
He said, oh, yeah.
Good.
He said that Harmony's arms and legs are jointed and fully posable, but they do not operate independently yet.
Do they bend back?
Yes.
Like behind her ears.
Harmony is a sophisticated piece of machinery. Her primary design is to carry on conversations, he said.
See, but I think the robot bends back herself.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know.
And the real doll, you got to do it all on your own.
You adjust it, Puss tells you, yeah.
Yeah, because you get what you pay for here. Yeah.
Harmony,
real.
This is, you know, you're looking at $5,000-$10,000 for these things.
I'll look at the one here for only $1,500. Maybe she's
Harmony?
Used.
Oh, not Harmony, no.
Well, this is specifically Harmony.
Okay.
Her face is incredibly human. Her eyes move. Her eyelids blink. Her eyebrows rise.
How's her mouth work?
She can turn her head, dip her chin.
So, Tom.
Change facial expressions. Expressions.
Dip her chin.
When the face motor and Bluetooth powered speaker are in chat mode, she can talk.
Don't chat too much.
Tap mode.
Harmony is priced around $10,000.
Whoa. Oh.
It's widely considered the most scientifically advanced human style robot in the world.
Well, then it's a robot.
Sort of.
But does it have a realistic feeling women parts?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
So she's advanced enough. If you got home really wasted, really late, she'd be like, "You're drunk. Stay away. No way. You smell."
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, back in '97,
I don't want that.
Back in 1997, he launched Abyss Creations with the goal of selling lifelike full-size dolls as art pieces. But a flood of customers asked him to make the dolls anatomically correct for sexual purposes.
Well, yeah.
And so he said, all right.
Ladies, be nice to your man.
So now buyers can choose from 16 body styles, 31 faces, 5 skin tones, with a choice of eye color, hair, and hand-painted features like freckles, veining, breast size, even a variety of nipple colors and styles.
Can we switch heads? We want strange?
yes.
All right.
Varicose veins?
Ooh.
You know, we want
veining. Wherever you want the vein, they'll put one for you.
I make waffles.
The dolls range in weight from 75 to 115 pounds and can be as tall as 5'10".
I don't want them taller than me.
Most orders are for female
dolls. Of
course,
she's not standing up.
Most orders are for female dolls, but there are male and transgender options. I don't know what the point would be, but then again, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yes. Some dolls, including Harmony, are designed with interchangeable magnetic faces.
Oh, okay. I thought so.
So the owner can switch things up that quickly.
There's your strange right there.
Abyss has a 12-week
order. Change
your hair
color and everything? Yeah.
Are they self-cleaning?
No. Abyss has a 12-week order backlog for the dolls.
Craig said no, like he's pissed about that part. You're right.
Each of which requires about 80 hours of labor that begins with silicone molding and finishes with painting, makeup, clothing, hairstyling, manicure, and jewelry by request.
Because the cleaning, I think, would be kind of a chore.
And you got to clean it.
Depends on how dirty
you
are.
You know damn well you wouldn't clean it.
Absolutely.
For like weeks.
Just don't try and get her pregnant.
Well, I'm going to try. Let's hopefully it doesn't happen. But I'm going to try to get the sex doll pregnant.
Abyss has fulfilled orders for fantasy dolls.
You're not going to wear a rubber with a sex doll.
With custom skin colors, fangs, and elf ears. But they do not create dolls with disfiguring amputations, deformities, or scarification.
You might want to wear a rubber with a sex doll if you got a roommate. Because he's taking care of that when you're gone.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. And you don't know where he's been.
No. Oh, you might. That's why you want to wear a rubber.
Apparently in your room. That's where he's been.
But if you got the sex...
I forgot to put the sex doll back in his room.
If you got the sex doll pregnant, you could probably sell those bots for a goodly amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd have to raise them until they're 18.
Yeah.
No. This is like puppies. You'd sell them.
Aren't you pissed off, though, if you're pregnant? If your robot gets pregnant?
You'd put them up for adoption immediately for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'd call headquarters and want a refund.
Yeah, but I think if you sign up to buy one of the newborn sex robot babies, you end up on a list somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I need gonorrhea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I thought that was something
Maybe
else.
Right now, of course, but in the future. In the future, people will be adopting half human, half robot.
Now you're just getting crazy. That's just stupid, you know? That ain't going to happen. Not in our future, though, but, you know, this is getting closer. Maybe we'll be alive for this.
Oh, I think so.
Honey, I'm going to take $10,000 out of the bank. Don't ask. What do you say? Don't you worry about it, Craig? Don't you worry about it.
Trust me.
That's what Tony would say.
Yeah, good return on the investment. All right.
I won't be bugging you for a while.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.